The machleik is Rashi Taisus and Chav Chesem and Beis is all about recognizing there are some things you can accomplish remotely, and there are some things that are not the same done remotely. And that's the nakuda. That's the core nakuda of Rashi and Taisus in discussing the Taurus of the third kasha. Mircham will get there today, but let's pick up where we left off. We had left off last time. Remember, the Gemara is presenting here on Chav Ches. Daf Chav Ches is dedicated to Hol Chayusha, to the first approach in Chazal to interpreting Cheskes Karkos Gimel Shanim. And the Gemara has a series of four kashas against the Hol Chayusha. Hol Chayusha, Rabbi Yochanan called Hol Chayusha that the Cheskes Karkos Gimel Shanim is rooted in. In the Cheskes Gimel Zimini that we derive from Shar Hamuad. We have other instances of this idea of Cheskes Gimel Zimini as well. The Gemara uses it in sometimes in entirely medical contexts. The Gemara speaks about hemophilia. Chazal were aware that if you look at some of the organizations that deal with blood disease, they often point to the Talmud as the first source for noticing the genetic component, and specifically that it was maternal. The Gemara talks about the tragic situation of Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. You have a situation where they did a Mila B'Shmini, and then the baby, Rachman Tzlan, perished soon afterwards. So if that happens two or three times, then already we see a pattern, and we're concerned that any subsequent boys in the family may be a sakanas nafashas for them to undergo a mila. So we would tell them not to have a mila. That's a situation where a Jew is, the Gemara will talk about from time to time, Shabbos, Yevamos, that a situation where a Jew is physically an arel, but now he does have his foreskin, it was never taken, it was never removed through maisa mila, but he's not in violation of the din. He's supposed to be an arel, because Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. As a matter of fact, the Gemara even says it could be cousins. It could be specifically maternal cousins. And you have sisters, three sisters, each Rachman son lose a child after the Mila, so we assume that the whole family has that concern, because Chazal were aware that it was genetic, and specifically that it was passed through the mother. Hemophilia is that nowadays, modern medical science has developed ways of dealing with hemophilia. Hemophilia is where a hemophiliac lacks certain enzymes in the blood that drive clotting. So even small cuts can bleed and bleed and bleed, and Rahman Slan could be dangerous or even fatal. So that's another example of this idea in a totally different area of halacha, of this idea of Cheskes Gimel Zimini. We have another example of Cheskes Gimel Zimini in the world of Hilchos Nida. You develop a pattern that a woman is roa dam, the woman is menstruating on a particular day of the month, or some other pattern that she has. You establish it three times, and now that pattern is assumed to be a sturdy pattern. Cheskes Gimel Zimni. So, Hochi Usha say, here too, Cheskes Gimel Zimni. The guy was living in the land for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, Cheskes Gimel Zimni, he gets to keep it. Now, the Gemara's second kasha, the Gemara's first kasha about the three versus the four that we dealt with. Gemara's second kasha, we have already spoken about, let's talk a little more before we move on to kasha number three. The Gemara's second kasha had been, who needs a taina? Then Chazaka Sheinim a taina should work. What do you need a taina for? The Cheskes Gimel Zimni itself is driving things. I don't need the guy to also give a taina. And the Gemara ultimately ultimately backs away from that. So in trying to understand that, we came to see that already here on Daf Chav Ches, we're noticing an interesting machlokas of Rishonim, which is may recur when we get to the second approach the Gemara has to Cheskes Karkos and Daf Chav Ches. We'll have to see when we get there. We've already seen it here in the context of making sense of Hol Chayusha. So machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is this Cheskes Karkos that's being driven by Cheskes Gimel Zimni? And we saw that the Tosfos understood that there's some sort of, sounds like some sort of nemanos. Maybe it's a hodas baldin kameidim dami. The fact that the fellow hasn't spoken, the fact that the Bailim, the Marakama hasn't contested it. It's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been 3 years, and the new Machazik continues to live there uncontested, the Marakama continues to be silent, so Bechezkas Shalo Yimche Od. We assume he's not getting Moche anymore, even though ultimately he is Moche, it's irrelevant. Why is that? We discussed different variations on a theme, whether it's that that there's some sort of mechila going on, an implied mechila. If you've been silent for 3 years, the Marakama has been mobile, which the Rashba questions, well, how could there's no such thing as mechila on a be'en, you can mechila on a zuchus. And then we suggested, perhaps the Tosis is driving at is not mechila as much as hodas baldin, that it's an implied, the deafening silence of 3 years of saying nothing when someone else is living on the land that's yours, apparently you're telling us that it's not yours. Maybe it was once yours, but it's a hodas baldin, the part of Marakama that's no longer his. Or Ben Yona doesn't agree, but the way he presents Tosis sounds like maybe it's not a hodah al sha'avar, not a retrospective statement that it is already his, but it's more of a prospective statement without telling him you can go ahead and do a kin chazaka, but it's an implied silent leich chazek ukni. So whichever flavor you take in Tosis, but Tosis takes the approach that it's actually making it true. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah is very clear, and Rashi said perhaps also is seeing this at least at some point in the sugya, Rabbeinu Yonah is very clear that no. It's not that the Cheskes Gimel Zimni is making it his through Hodas Baldin or through instruction to make a kinyan or through Mechila. It's that rather that the Cheskes Gimel Zimni makes him the Muchzak. It remains a Safik who owns it. It's not that the 3 years of silence part of the Marakama tells me that it belongs to the new fellow. Rather, the 3 years of the Machzik living there makes him the new Muchzak. Right? Whereas, as we discussed last time, whereas by Metaltzalim, Tfisa, a moment of Tfisa, immediately, moments of Tfisa Dahashta immediately makes you the Muchzak. Here by Karka, it's the 3 years of living there that uncontestedly that makes you the muchzak. Of course, if you take the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah, so this whole notion of chazaka she'ena mataina becomes that much more troubling because by metaltalim you don't need a taina. I don't have to respond to you. If Mordechai is muchzak on the jacket that he's wearing, so he doesn't have to, he's not muchzak to respond to every paparazzi who says, no, that jacket is mine. You can just ignore. And on the other hand, the simple reading of the Mishnah, chazak yishem ataina means he's admitting it's taka not mine. Is it? Chazak yishem ataina, it sounds like in the Mishnah later on Mem Alef, I say, oh, I never really bought it, but I'm here. So even by Metaltzalim, that's a Darapasha, of course. Hodos Badin. What's going on? So we saw last time, is there Rabbeinu Yonah corresponding to his approach that the Hezber HaDavar, that the Yisod of this Cheskes Karkos is Muchzuk. He says, we discussed this last time, he says, we don't mean to ask, let it work without... even if the guy says, freely admits it's not really his. No. The Mishnah is giving that as one example. But the other example of Chazak Hashem Atayin is, stop. I said nothing. Mitov Adra. I said, Labal Varmdi, I don't need to respond to you. Or I was literally silent. Oh, so that was the Gemara's Kasha. Look, if you're becoming a Muchzuk, so then silence. So what I have to give a taina, I'm the muchzak, I don't have to respond. I can keep my mouth shut. So what's the Gemara's answer? That's the problem. So then that's a good point. By metaltalim, I don't have to respond to every fellow who tells me it says. I could just ignore. I'm the muchzak. And you have to, that's the whole point. If I'm the muchzak, then al ha motzi lahavi rai. Hamotzi mechaver al ha rai. The muchzak doesn't have to respond. The muchzak could just stay silent. And the default is the status of the muchzak. That's the whole point of being a muchzak. So then, how do you tell? How do Rabbeinu Yonah modifies the kasha? But then, what's the teretz? Well, I understand. So then, lemaskana, not only will Chesed Gimel Zimni not work if I admit that it's not really mine, that I'm just a squatter, but even if you shift the kasha, you shift the tariffs. You're saying, no, but the maskana, you actually have to respond. You actually have to explain why it's yours. I don't understand. I don't understand. Why do I have to explain that it's mine? Tosas didn't interpret the Gemara that way. Then Yona was forced into saying, the chazaka shein matai doesn't mean that I'm modest, not mine, just I was silent. So, good kasha. Why isn't that the same as cheskas metalton, where I have the right, you have the right to remain silent? But then Tatka, what's the terrors? I want to share with you a gorgeous rebar and unique. The rebar is usually very, very, very difficult to read. It's said that rebar was a phenomenal, verbally, a phenomenal Balmazbir. But his writing tends to be almost impossible to make out. I came across Baruch Ber here, Baba Basra. He has a series of, he has a lot to say about Holchei Usha. Usually he'll have one siman per sugya. Here he has like a whole series of siman. Baruch Ber has a lot to say in Holchei Usha, several simanim dedicated to Holchei Usha. And according to this, as you see, even the title here, the beer of, it's not the name, it didn't say Be'in Holchei Usha. Beer of the Sakataitach in the Gemara, that lo be'in taina, according to Rabbeinu Yona. And toast the second time. There, he really breaks the a lot to say about this sugya. I want to take a look at a bit together. Now, even he gets started, and you'll notice, how does he call Rabbeinu Yona? Ikebezeh b'shita mekubetzes teret b'shem aliyas Rabbeinu Yona. He says, oh, and shita mekubetzes quotes Rabbeinu Yona's teret. So that gives us a chance to appreciate the fact that we actually have so many svarim printed directly from original Kitzvei Yad, that 100 years ago, approximately, they didn't have, if you had a Shita Mekubetzes, he gave you chunks of Rishonim. And there would be mistakes and so on and so forth, and we take it for granted. We have access to so many Rishonim. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming, so many Svarim to look in, but it's a bracha that we should not take for granted. And he goes on to explain, Rebbe, we were just talking about outside, Rebbe and Yonah, we saw inside in the past, you saw the Chavrusa, we saw in Shir last time, when the Mishnah said, that includes two different, he doesn't mean lomdisha sense two dinim, he means the two different cases. Number one, towing taina she'eno zocheba. If he does give an explanation and it doesn't work, he says, la'omli da adam e'olam. He says, I never was konet, stam I'm living here. Matakal bereisha kol chazaka she'eno taina. And a chazaka is Odin im Omer lo lo shiv chadavar. That's what we were just talking about. That really chazaka she'eno taina includes two different cases. Not only the case of the Mishnah lists, where the fellow actually says I do not own it, but even where I was never koned, but even where he just doesn't want to respond. That's the wrong sheet. You'll look on here the extras. She'eno toin kalal ein a chazaka. And there he says. And now he gets into the point that we're at, which is okay. So if the case for Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara's question was not why doesn't Cheskas Karkaos work when the fellow says that's obvious. The question was no. But if you're a muksuk, so then why do you have to explain yourself? You could say loa shivcha davar. I don't want to respond. La val dvarim didiat. You have no standing to force me to subpoena me to court. I don't have to respond to you. So then, Taka, how do things land? So why indeed isn't that good lemaskana? So here he explains something fascinating. He puts together threads that we've already seen, and he weaves them together very nicely. He says, "What's the terrors of the Gemara point to Rabbeinu Yonah? It's true. It's true." That the Achilas Peres Gimel Shana makes you a Mukhzak, but that's only in conjunction with the Taina. Meaning, Kalzmach Eno Toin, Eno Bahakarka Klau. If you don't have a positive, affirmative Taina that I'm entitled to this land because I bought it from you 4 years ago, if you're going to say Lo Ashivcha Davar, then you're not in the Karka. I'm not in the Karka. What does that mean? Umisal Kinan also. We will, Beisna will remove him. Chazaka she'ena matayna ena chazaka. According to Ben Yonah, means that if I say, look, I've been living here for 4 years, but I feel no need to explain to you why the land is mine, get lost, I've been living here for 4 years, get out of there. So according to Ben Yonah, whereas Beis Din will say, if you don't have an affirmative taina, we're going to remove, the Marakama wins and the Machzik loses. Why? We're going to kick them out. Beis Din will remove the Machzik from the land. Why? The Chazina no so de eno bahakarka. We see him as though he's not on the land. Calls Manche eno toim, if he's not being toim. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean? It's as though you're not on the land because you're not saying a taina, but he is on the land. And he has Adam. Let's say that he's been farming this land for the last 4 or 5 years, 3 years, whatever it is. 3 or more years. What do you mean? It's as though he's not in the karakoy, he doesn't have a taina. So he goes on to explain a little more. Avagav da'adan yachal liton ata machartali. He still has the capacity to say, you sold it to me. So he didn't ruin things for himself actively by saying, I don't want to respond. In other words, he's saying, if a guy says, if the machzik says, I never bought it from you, but I've been squatting here for the last 5 years, and no one ever said boo. So at that point, that's hodas baldin, actively, that you just ruined it for yourself actively. He actually said, I did not buy it. So I can't backtrack later and say, oh, actually, I did buy it from you 3 years ago. That doesn't work. Once you say shalom edava olam, you ruined it for yourself for good. And he said, look, if you just said lo ashib chadavar, it was just sort of a passive, I'm not, no comment. The reason why the lawyers want to say no comment is you haven't made hodas baldin. The guy says, no comment, lo ashib chadavar. Okay, so you could later on say, I wasn't ready to talk about it before, but in fact, I did buy the karka from you. Okay. You still have the capacity to say, Machartali, Mikol Makom, Al Kapanim, so you haven't ruined it for yourself by saying, Lo Shiv Chadavar, but you also haven't succeeded. You haven't matziach. How so? Al Kapanim Dino De Eno Muchsaklal. Ubar Rak Lisboa Asam Ar. If you're living on the land, you're the Machazik, but you haven't affirmatively explain why it's yours, you're not the muchzak. Metalfilin ain't okay. You're actually the toveya, and the ma'arer is the muchzak. Why is the ma'arer the muchzak? Because he is. What type of muchzak does the ma'arer have? Marakama. Good. You understand marakama. Meaning, cheskas karkos, the muchzakus that comes from cheskas karkos comes from a combination of achilas peros plus taino. Why? That's not the way it works by the Talklin. Again, Yonatan's sweatshirt, he's a muchzak on it without having to explain himself. It says Rabbi Baruch, Abel Metalklin ain't okay. Take a look right after the underline, first underline line. Metalklin ain't okay. That's not the case by Metalklin. Why? Even if I have items, Metalklin, and I say, I don't want to explain why it's mine. Became shameless lash laskir, items that you don't normally lend out, where there's a valid chazaka, lo masal kinan lo. There, we're not going to take away. If the Marakama shows up and says, hey, that's my sweatshirt, and we know that it was his sweatshirt a week ago, and now you're wearing it, so you're not mechayev to explain stuff. Say, no, it's mine. It used to be mine. Not interested in commenting. Lo shiv chadavar, no comment. There it does work. What's the difference? Here's the key. Here's the money line. The havi tafus afilu below taina, because you have tfisa without a taina. Chaveru yisbeimen. The marakam is a toveya. He's the motzi. I'm the muchza. In other words, what I believe Rabbi Baruch Ber is driving at is this goes back to the way we started the sugya, that chazaka on karka is a funny sort of thing. Now he said, logically, you don't have tfisa on a piece of land the way you have tfisa on metaltum. I can encompass the metaltum in my property. I can encompass the metaltum in my rishos. I cannot encompass karka in my rishos. Karka is rishos. And I can't put the karka in my backyard. We're talking about the backyard. So who's toe-face the backyard? How are you toe-face the backyard? So, and this is fascinating, and particularly again for Rabbi Yonah, that the sugi is about issues of muchzakas. For Tosfos, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Hodas Baal Din. Okay, we don't care what the Muchzik is. It's beyond Muchzik. I have a Hodas Baal Din, I made it mine. The guy, the fellow gave me instructions to make a king. It is mine. There's no Safik. No, we're in the world of Safik Mammon, and who's the Muchzik? The Muchzik is going to win, because the Safik Mammon, the Muchzik wins. Who's the Muchzik? We are talking about Muchzakis on Karka. There is such a thing as Muchzakis on Karka. And Baruch Meir says, aha, and that's exactly what the Gemara is grappling with in the second question. Well, what does it mean to Muchzak and Karka? And the Gemara says, for Ben Yonah, well, if it's really, if you're telling me that Achilas Peres Gimel Shanim, using the land for 3 years, residing on the land for 3 years, acting like an owner for 3 years, makes you a Muchzak, parallel to the way Tfisa, in a moment of Tfisa, makes you a Muchzak Amataltim, well, if you, that's really what's going on, so then why are the rules different? Why do you need a taina? Again, for Ben Yonah, it means, why do you need an affirmative taina? Why can't you say, lo ashiv chadavar? No kavod. And the answer is, Rav Baruch Peres, he goes, no, you need a taina. Why? And he goes, well, if he's not going to make a taina, we're not going to make a taina. Well, what does anyone need any taina for? So Rav Baruch Peres says, no, that's the point. It is betwixt and between. You're not really doing tfisa. I remember he said on the board last night, sort of like a parallel. So he says, the muchzakas comes from a composite of two ingredients. By metalton, it's raw, visceral. The item, the asset is in my zone, in my domain. That's it. Now I'm tofis the item, and I'm muchzak on it. That's all you need, is the physical tfisa. But there is no way to quite have such a visceral, physical tfisa on karka. So I never surround the karka. I could just be on the karka and in the karka, but not encompass the karka. So how do you compensate for that? So what Baruch Bar, I believe, is driving, again, even here it's not 100% clear, but I think what he's driving at is the combination of living on the land as well as explaining why the land is mine, those two ingredients together make me a muchzuk. That's what he's saying. Without the taina, you're not a muchzuk. Without the taina, you're not the tofes. Without a taina, he's the muchzuk, because he's the marakama. To make yourself a muchzuk of a talpum, you just need one ingredient. It's a simple item. It's not a compound. Tfisa on karka is tfisa matalpum. Muchzuk and matalpum comes from tfisa. But here, there isn't really the same type of encompassing tfisa, because it's land. It's space. It's not things. So you need two ingredients to make up for it. You do a sort of tfisa, physical tfisa on the karka. You're holding it, but you're in it, you're on it, different preposition. Plus, to sort of get to the finish line, I need to sort of compensate for the difference that I'm not really being tofis in the same way. I have to verbally be toing. But the verbal taina is not an extraneous thing. By the Talflim, I'm a muchzuk because I'm tofisit. There may also be tainus in the back and forth in Beis Din, but I'm already a muchzuk before I open my mouth. But what Baruch Bar is saying is, you're not a muchzuk on karka before you open your mouth. The taina isn't after you're a muchzuk. The taina is one of the ingredients that creates the muchzukas. Here it's a compound item. I need a chemical reaction. The marcheshes poked fun at Reb Chaim's Derech HaLimud he was an older contemporary, in his introduction to Sefer Marcheshes, Henoch Egis, so he had a line about the new chemistry, the new chemical approach to learning. So, okay, we'll take it. So Henoch Egis, there's a certain truth to that. So I think that's what Baruch Bar is saying. To create Muchzakas Amataltim, all you need is one ingredient, Tfisa. To create the same type of Muchzakas on Karka, you need the weaker type of Tfisa-ish Achilas Peros combined with your verbal Taina. Your affirmative Taina, together with living on the land, those together make you a Muchzak. And that's what the Gemara is saying. It's similar to Amataltim, but it's not the same. Physically, it's not the same. Logistically, it's not the same. So the taina is what gets you to the finish line in a way that's not necessary by metaltum. So the end result is the same. Tfisa metaltum makes you a muksak. And hamotze mechaber alvaraya, now you have the right of motze alvaraya. And achilos peres, cheskes karkos, plus a taina will also generate that same type of mukhzakas. It's even stronger than marakama and mutzah b'ravarai. But you need more ingredients to create that result. Yona. You still can become a mukhzak through... Correct. Right. Very good point. Excellent. Yona points out, when you get to the level two type of mukhzakas, marakama is identical by metal to makarka. Why? Because marakama isn't based on physically encompassing it. It's not based on tfisa. It's based on we know you owned it. So I can know you own metal, and I can know you own karka. That's all the same. But if you talk about tfisa, that has a physical aspect to it, almost like a geometrical aspect to it that doesn't work by karka, that's going to work by metalton. So when you talk about tfisa, karka, metalton are incommensurate. When they're talking about barakama, just historical ownership, they're identical. Right? Because again, it's a very good point, Yonah. Fundamentally, it is the same, just we run into logistical issues in trying to get there sometimes. Yeah?
What's the answer for the question through Tosos? Is it just that a claim working it for 3 years isn't enough? And that you need a claim?
Well, there are different ways to go, but at the very least, for Tosis, remember, it's easier to understand the Teres to the Kasha, because the Kasha was a different Kasha. For Tosos, the Kasha was the simple reading of the Mishnah. Chazak Yishayim Atayna mean, not just that I said Lo Hashem Chadavar, but I actively said, I never bought it from you. You said, what are you doing here? I said, well, oh no, I showed up 5 years ago, no one was here, and no one ever said booze. I've been living in the last 5 years. So the teres to that is much easier. It's you're making a whole dog's bald in that you lost. So even if you think that initially we thought, well, you have whole dog's bald in your favor, he made whole dog's bald in that it is yours, or it was a implied lecha zeku kni that you could go ahead and be kodesh. Okay, but I make all dollars, but then that's not mine. So that's going to kill things.
Since the person is now protesting, his whole logic falls away.
Right, and I actively made hadas baldin to the for Tosvos, the case that we're discussing in Kasha number two is a case where the machazik actively made hadas baldin to his own detriment. For the Rabbi Yona, no. We're talking about a case where he said la hashiv chadavar, and that's what Baruch Bar pointed out. He didn't take a side. He just said no comment. He still has the right. He still has the opening, the capacity to say you did sell it to me. Okay, so that's the second kasha. Let's begin to talk about the third kasha. And now that again, as we're seeing, the first kasha a little bit preliminary, sort of working as we saw what's it going to look like. We look at just phenomena, we're looking at the underlying Yisod HaDvarim. The underlying Yisod HaDvarim, the change in status is after three. And then the second kasha is really getting into the heart of the lumdus of what it is that we're creating. And then we come to the third kasha and the fourth kasha. The fourth kasha is ultimately going to narrow, the fourth kasha would be the Achilles heel of thinking about how this, if it's really based on Chesed Gimel Zimni, so how should we be implementing it? And that's where it's going to limit us in terms of which Tanam could really sign on to El Chirusha. The third kasha is not there yet, but now that we worked out the core lumdus of the underlying din in kasha and teres number two, now we're trying to figure out, but is it true that we're porting the din from Bava Kama to Bava Basra? Is it true that we're learning this from Shara Muad to Cheskes Habatzim? If it's really true that we have a drasha to connect one to the other, so then what you ought to see is other details of the din coming along with it. And that's the Gemara says, your lumdus is good. Okay, in Kashas number one and two, you defended the underlying lumdus, but now I'm going to attack you technically. It can't be that you derive, even if the lumdus in theory works and is internally coherent, it can't be that you're learning this from Bava Kama, because then there should be other details that come along also. After all, says the Gemara, Maskelar Avira, Kasha number three, here in Chav Chesem, based on the seventh line. Elameyat, the Machash Labafan of Lotevi Macha. Dumi de Sharamuad. If it's really true, then it's Sharamuad. So then there should be a din that you cannot, that you require that when the Marakama protests, he's not protesting in another location. He protests face to face with the Machzik. Dumi de Sharamuad. After all, that's how it works, the Sharamuad. Ma Sharamuad b'fanav b'ina. Just as by Sharamuad, The Eid Mefti Meid in front of the Baal HaShar of Hachanami b'fan of Ba'ina. You too. So the fact that we don't transfer this din of, as we raised him when we began this Gemara, the Gemara later has a discussion about later in the parak about Macha'a Shlo B'fanav. Api Pashtas, we do accept Macha'a Shlo B'fanav. That's a simple reading of Mishnayos later. And maybe you have to be in the same Medina, the same region, but you don't have to be face to face with him. That's the Pashtas, the Gimel Aratzos. Masha'enu came over there, but Bava Kama, it's not enough that you're being made in the same location. You have to be in the same room. The Edom are in the Beis Din, and the Baal Din is in the Beis Din. You have to be face to face. I believe one of our Shechter's tens of Pisci Corona was, could we count to what extent will Zoom help for Bafanov in different types of Beis Din proceedings? A serious Shiloh. So, but definitely you can't, it's not enough just to be in the same region 20 miles away without a Zoom connection, but by Macha that does work. So don't you see, says the Gemara, it's very nice, you have a nice lumdus that you defended yourself in the first two kashas, in the first two terutz, and you developed the lumdus of what you're trying to say, but it can't be that you're actually getting this lumdus from Bava Kama, because then what happened to the din of the Fana? To which the Gemara answers, it's not the same. We really do learn it out, but there's a difference. Hasam v'hu ad v'alav k'sit. Over there state v'hu ad v'alav. How do I know that you need ha'ada b'fnei Baal HaShar? Because it's shet and pasuk. But hacha. Over here, chavra chavra isle, the chavra de chavra chavra isle. Over here, your friend has a friend, and he and your friend's friend has a friend. You've got a guy, he's got a guy, and word spreads. We'll close by just thinking about what we need to think about in the kasha and the teretz. There are two things to think about, which we'll bleed out to pick up with next time. There's a problem that Rishon deal with in the kasha, and the problem Rishon deal with in the teretz. In the kasha, it's interesting that we're asking a kasha from a cha'a, Shlo B'fanav, rather than from Chazaka Shlo B'fanav, which would have been the more natural correspondence. Macha is step two. Step one is the actual Chazaka. Or are we asking where the Marakama makes the Macha? Why don't we ask where does the Machzik do his Chazaka? The Marakama isn't there. I have to think about that a little bit. We show him get very involved. And then there's an interesting Machlos Rashi. And tell us how you understand the Teretz. Well, what exactly was the Teretz? It's a good Kasha. He says, well, here I have a Pasuk and there I don't have a Pasuk. Okay. And that's the whole point. Let's learn one from the other. So, what exactly? Over there, I have a pasuk. Over here, I have chavra chavra islay. How do I understand the kasha and the teretz? We'll pick up with that blee netter tomorrow.